An Eastern Equatoria State National Parliamentary Group and a group called Toposa Community Union said in a statement last week they reject construction of the 11-kilometer road inside South Sudan border. Paul Napon, chairperson of the Toposa Community Union, says Kenya is using the road project Nadapal to Nakodok to claim South Sudan's land.
Relocating the checking point from Lokichokyo to Nadapal, from the side of Kenya. It was a temporary agreement. Now, finally, it has changed to become something else. Now, the whole land from Nadapal up to Lokichokyo, Kenya is claiming to be its own land and its own sovereignty. And that part of the land has been having a dispute. Now, before that one is settled, now again they're demanding the 11 kilometers to Nakodo. Nakodo, by the way, is just next to Narus. So if it is for development, we all want development. Nobody rejects development. But is it really for the developmental aspect? Because I remember this case was there in 2001 where Kenya has developed a GPS indicating Nakodo to be a Kenyan town at the border.
Julius Ajomo Linga, chairperson of Eastern Equatoria National Parliamentary Caucus, says South Sudan has an agreement with the World Bank to finance the 11-kilometer road construction project.
We cannot accept another country to get loan on our behalf.
We cannot accept another country to get loans on our behalf. They are our neighbors. We are equal. So we don't have to make this mistake completely. We went to Nadapal in 2023. I met the team there and I saw everything, even the so-called area of Nakodok. There are some stones that were erected there by the Kenyans, assuming that this is the last limit of their geographical area. You know, the Tumaini and other things are wonderful things. We expected these things should have not been mentioned there. We should not give with the right hand and take with left hand.
VOA contacted the Kenyan embassy in Juba regarding the land dispute, but an embassy official declined to comment. The embassy later sent an email saying, quote, on the matter of the road construction, the government of the Republic of South Sudan and the government of the Republic of Kenya are engaging at the highest level for consultation on implementation of the same. End of quote. Eastern Equatoria Governor Louis Lobonglo Jore says the matter was referred to ministers in South Sudan and Kenya for further discussions.
I would like to call upon the people of Eastern Equatoria, and particularly the Toposa community who are residents of that particular area, that more than three times the President Salva Kiir made a pronounced and promise to the people of South Sudan, and particularly the people of Eastern Equatoria and the Toposa community, that he will not allow one inch of any territory of South Sudan to go to any country. And I believe he will never allow that to happen.
The Ilemi Triangle, located where Kenya, South Sudan, and Ethiopia share a common border, is another disputed area claimed by both Kenya and South Sudan. The triangle has been the subject of multiple surveys between 1902 and 1950, each resulting in a different configuration for the area. The first survey showed the entire Ilemi Triangle to be inside South Sudan. However, Kenya has administered the area since 1928 as part of its Turkana County. For VOA News, I am Kaltuma Vanessa, reporting from Eastern Equatoria State Capital, Torit.